Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or Apple Podcasts, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the platforms we are on. America Out Loud is now on more than 15 different platforms. Also, check out the great articles that are written on America Out Loud. Some great writers up on the site. Definitely want to check those out. Before we get started on the show tonight, we just want to take a moment of silence for the 13 heroes in our military that had recently died in Afghanistan. Thank you, and we definitely thank them. God bless them all. Joe Biden's Afghanistan disaster was apparent for the world to see, leaving weapons and troops behind. Being on vacation while everything was hitting the fan was just really telling of the Joe Biden administration. Even when things went south, he stayed in Camp David on vacation. It seems like that's what he's been doing his entire presidency. I mean, the guy did not even campaign. He called a lid every single day before he was president. He didn't work hard to get into office, and that has carried over. He is not working hard in office. The guy has been pretty pathetic. Recently, he was caught checking his watch as he stood over our great dead troops. This is just embarrassing stuff. I think the guy is completely gone. As we've mentioned before, it's hard to even say how much we blame Joe Biden for this, because it's people like his wife, Jill Biden, that know that he's got dementia, and they continue to push him out there to look like an idiot. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing well, thank you. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us. And I'm glad that you opened the show up with a moment of silence for those 13 brave soldiers who were babies when this all started. Babies. And now, they didn't live their life in vain. That's a good thing about it. But they were babies, Joe Biden. How could you so recklessly put their lives in harm's way simply because you didn't have a process to get us out safely? We left Afghanistan the way we came in 20 years ago. Leaving this country in a mess. We entered, it was complete chaos, and we left with it being in chaos. Unfortunately, when we left behind $90 billion worth of taxpayer military equipment, 358,000 assault weapons, 126,000 guns, 64,636 machines. What the hell happened here? Blackhawks. Oh, I heard someone say the other day on TV that, well, we left it there, but we stripped everything that is in bad shape so they won't know how to use it. Stop lying. Stop trying to spin this for Joe Biden. It's time to be brutally honest. Some people are saying, well, this is not political. Let's not make this political. It is political. That is the only way we can look at this is through a political prism. We've got to stop fooling ourselves. It's time to wake up and accept the fact. We left Afghanistan on the world stage, stumbling and bumbling like idiots, like the idiot that Joe Biden is. It's embarrassing. All of our supporters, our allies, are questioning Joe Biden now. During the G7 summit, if you all recall, they were all on TV laughing and hitting each other on the back, proud that Joe was there. The media was telling us, oh, America's back. But little did we know that in actuality, they were probably laughing at Joe when they went back to their rooms, saying, this is such a pushover. This is not the Joe we knew 8 years ago. Fast forward to today, August, when the truth was exposed. Joe left Afghanistan, and he left behind their citizens from Germany, the UK, and France. And of course, Americans, Then they woke up and decided to chastise old Joe. "We've been telling you guys this for the longest, but because you had so much hate for President Trump, because he was standing up to you feckless, woke idiots, that you couldn't see the light of day, you chose to look the other way, thinking that, oh, Joe, we can do whatever we want to do. But what you failed to realize is that what's there was eventually going to come out. And what came out was the truth, that this man is a bumbling idiot. No, some would say, oh, don't talk that way about Joe. What do you mean don't talk that way about Joe? Everyone sees it now. Now, I know that the mainstream media, for some of you, you're saying, well, they attacked him and they called him out. It's all for show. Stop being played. They're just doing this. Because when they say that, when they attack him, and then it's followed up with, well, Trump got us into this, and Trump and Geraldo Rivera said the other day, well, this is Joe Biden's fault and Donald Trump's fault. No, Geraldo, shut up. Shut your potty hole. It's not President Trump's fault. Don't even lay this at his feet. Anyone who does that, you should tell them immediately to shut up. This is on Joe Biden. Yes, Trump wanted our troops out. I want our troops out, and they should be out. Why should we be there in Afghanistan on a failed mission and nothing was ever happening for 20 years, training and training and training? And you had our woke military generals who had a lot to gain by sending in all these military contractors, and then they would retire and then go sit on the boards of these military contractors, caring nothing for our men and women who were there in the thick of it, their lives on the line. So this wasn't Donald Trump's fault. Yes, he had an agreement and he said, we're coming out, but there were conditions, conditions that Joe Biden thought, oh, forget about that. We'll be out of here. And then 9/11, I will stand up and I will look like a hero and the media will sing my praises and everyone will love me. But instead, 13 servicemen, they were barely in their 20s, dead. And for what? Because of a woke media that behind closed doors got Joe Biden elected? And big tech, they stole the election. And if you talk about it, they want to silence you. And for what? For telling the truth? This is what America has come to. And meanwhile, you have Lloyd Austin, Mark Milley, still serving. Where are all the anonymous sources to come out and challenge them and say that they should resign? Tony Blinken, where are the anonymous sources in the White House penning letters to the liberal media? Washington Post, New York Times, saying that these generals should step down because they were too woke. They were busy trying to make certain that everyone had their diversity training, as opposed to keeping their eyes on the mission, as opposed to strongly advising Joe Biden, do not leave that airport. Baghdad, do not leave it. We need that. Where are the anonymous sources? The anonymous sources that Trump had nonstop, no matter what he did, there were people leaking things to the media saying he got this wrong, he got that wrong, and he got absolutely nothing wrong. He was right on par. Where are those anonymous sources? I want to know now. We must hold our government accountable. I want to see those anonymous sources that existed way back when. I want their names, because this is a colossal disaster. Yet and still, we have resident Biden. They're all trying to protect. Don't be fooled. They're saying that he messed up, but they're still protecting him because he should be impeached, even if they don't get him out of office. There should be commissions right now studying it as to what happened, hearings what happened. Tony Blinken should voluntarily surrender his resignation. He has failed the country. Lloyd Austin, he said once, people questioned him as to whether or not he could handle the job because of his color. No, Lloyd, they question your ability to handle the job because of what happened now. Disgraceful. You should be ashamed of yourselves to call yourselves Americans. And then you're letting in foreigners and putting them at the front of Americans. Americans still behind enemy lines. And you're bringing them here. We don't know who they are. Oh, we're betting them. I'm sure you're betting them. You betted Ilhan Omar and look at where she is. Rashida Tlaib, look at where she is. And if you want to say this is xenophobe, say what you will. I'm being truthful. I am being honest. It is time that America woke up. We're woke about everything else besides the truth. I'm sick of this. Completely sick of it. Phoebe Diamond, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you for having me on tonight. It is an honor to be with you and Andrew. Rob, you made so many excellent points. You're absolutely right. This was a colossal failure. Really the worst military disaster, I believe, in American history. The president, so-called President Biden, and his generals have left behind hundreds of Americans in Afghanistan. Why was it done this way? Why was this so sloppy? Before we ran out of Afghanistan, we should have gotten the civilians out first, then our military equipment, and then our military men and women. This was handled so poorly, so in such an amateur way, it is shameful. They have shamed the United States of America. Now, my next concern, more than the military equipment we left behind, which will be used by radical Muslims, is that Americans will then be paraded, those who were left behind, and we never leave any American behind. The military men and women would never have done this. This is squarely on Biden and his administration. But my next concern is they'll be paraded as hostages. Will they be let out voluntarily? I doubt it, because they will be very valuable, not only to the Taliban, but to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We have 9/11, September 11th, looming in approximately roughly almost 2 weeks. We will see what happens next, but I'm praying that some Navy SEALs or some other special forces are still secretly in Afghanistan working to get these Americans freed. If one American is killed, besides we lost our troops young, the average age, I believe, of those 13, and correct me if I'm wrong, was 20 or 21. But if an American civilian is killed, Biden and the Democrats will suffer greatly. We have lost confidence. Americans across the board, regardless of party, regardless of socioeconomic status, we have lost confidence in this government. This lies squarely with the Democrats. This is not on President Trump. He would have never allowed this. And the radical Muslims know they would not have done this under President Trump. This is utterly shameful. But the good news, the only silver lining, is that this too shall pass and a strong Republican will return to the presidency.
If we left behind $1 billion worth of weaponry, why don't we strategically go in and bomb it and get rid of it? Because those same weapons will find their way back in the United States and they will use the weapons against us, against Americans. Why won't we go and bomb it?
Excellent point, Rob, because that was the strategy during World War II. And some of the European countries, when the Nazis were coming in, they burned the villages, they burned the farms, they destroyed the bridges so that the Nazis could not use them. Excellent point. We need to destroy what we left behind. So radical Muslims, because understand this, this will not just be used by the Taliban. What we have in Afghanistan, it will become the headquarters for Muslim or Islamic terrorism that will impact the whole world. So we should go in and destroy the Black Hawks, destroy all the equipment we left behind. That's what we did to the Nazis. We need to do it now.
Well said. And did you guys see this recent story of the drone strike that the United States sent, where 10 members of a family were killed, including 7 children?
I saw that.
That were innocent. It's just very sad what's going on here in the Middle East and what the Joe Biden administration allowed to happen here. And things are only going to get worse. Like Bibi mentioned, we could have a hostage crisis on our hands, and we just got to pray that as many American citizens can get the hell out of there as fast as possible.
You're right, Andrew. With some drone strike and we killed innocent life. Now, again, if this were Trump, the liberal media would be all over this talking about it. Oh, he made a mistake. All the people that are giving him advice, they don't know what they're doing. Well, the intel that Joe Biden received to abandon the airport, Bagram, whoever gave it to him, they should be fired on the spot. Make no mistake, this is a disaster of epic proportions. The media will downplay it. They're talking about it now. We need a change. And this is only 8 months into this man's administration. It seems like a lifetime. He has made one mistake after the next, and no one is calling him out. The other day we had Michael Johns on. And one of the things that Michael and I were baffled by is that all of these reporters that have access to Joe. Now, Joe only comes out every so often, and then he goes and he retreats. Bibi, I want to get your take on this. Why is it that when these reporters have access to him, I know they have their questions that they want to ask, but the moment Joe says, I'm not supposed to answer that, and I'm not supposed to do this, or I'm going to get in trouble, and they told me this, and they told me not this, why in the heck won't they say, Mr. President, you're the most powerful man in the world. Who is they? The American people want to know, who is they? Is they running the country?
Well, you raise an excellent point. Who are the people who are advising him? He is supposed to be the commander in chief. If he is not up to the job, he needs to resign. And the press, the media, one of the reasons they don't push back is because it would destroy their narrative. They demonize Trump. They try to make Trump look like the worst thing in the world. We had to get rid of Trump. And they covered up. They ignored the cheating. They didn't even ask. I don't even think the New York Times asked, why did all the swing states stop counting on November 3rd? So they played into this. They cheated for him. They covered up the cheating, which is now being revealed to millions of Americans. So if they went in on Biden, it would destroy the narrative that they tried to build. Now, the media can only protect him but so much, because we see right before our eyes what a disaster this man is. But I must say that the media is betraying its role in this country, what the founding fathers meant for the news media to be, because now they have aligned themselves with one party and one point of view. News be damned. They have this narrative that they must uphold. Thank you.
Yeah, you're exactly right, PB. And let's not forget Fox News on election night called Arizona inexplicably early. And what we are hearing out of this Arizona audit, it makes it even more suspicious. I think we all agree on this call that President Trump won Arizona by a landslide from what we have seen. But we know how that goes. But yeah, the media, including Fox News, I think they were all in on this. And things have only gotten worse with the news media in recent years. And CNN, MSNBC are yet to hold Joe Biden accountable for this. Instead, they are making excuses for him other than a couple of hosts on their networks.
What you're saying is so on point that all of them, I indict all of them. Fox News, they try. They're supposed to be conservative. But Peter Ducey has access to the president. And I know they pride themselves in him going in, asking these tough questions. But I'm tired of the so-called tough questions. It's time to get to the nitty-gritty. When it's your turn to ask the question, you need to forget about all this other stuff you want to ask and just go full throttle and say, Mr. President, I hate I said that, more like Mr. Resident, who is the they that you keep referring to? The American people want to know. Are you making the decisions? We know that you have a team of advisors, but at the end of the day, are you making the decisions, or is it your wife, Jill? Or could it be that former President Barack Obama is in fact a close advisor and he's calling the shots? Can you answer that question? He should not let him get off. To me, that is the most important question, because everything else is useless. The other day I heard we had withdrew all of our troops out, leaving behind Americans. Tony Blinken is saying that, well, they wanted to stay there. No, they didn't. Stop lying. Yes, he was lying. But Tony Blinken comes out and says, all of our troops are out. What about the commander in chief? Isn't that his job? And Tony Blinken, when he gave his speech, it was recorded. What the hell is going on with this administration? Why can't we get a straight answer? And why is it that the media isn't being forthcoming? Why are they protecting him? This man is dangerous, extremely dangerous.
He absolutely is, Rob. You're so on point. Joe Biden, though, just to give a little background, has never been successful at this. He's just, you know, he's just been there for 48 years. He never accomplished anything in all those years. And even as Obama's vice president, what did he really do? He was there when what happened to our heroes in Benghazi. They allowed our ambassador to be murdered by radical Muslims on September 11th. 2012. Right. Biden was there for that. The Democrats have a history of abandoning Americans, and we are not going to take it. This was Benghazi was bad. This is worse.
Baby, you are so
now we have Americans behind enemy lines now. This is more dangerous. We're not just talking about an ambassador and four military men and women, although we're men who lost their lives. We're talking about civilians behind enemy lines. And I hate to bring the specter of negativity, but this is reality. We remember Kayla Mueller, who was captured
absolutely yes.
by the leader, one of the leaders of ISIS, and used as a sex slave because they desire white women. I have to just be real, y'all. Got to be real. Yeah. This is a real danger. And I just don't know what's going on with Biden. We knew and we warned and we screamed, we shouted, got censored that Biden was yep. not fit for the job. Obama is behind this, but Obama was a disaster for 8 years. And now this is Obama 2.0, another disaster. This is so unfair to the American people and to our military.
To Thank the soldiers you. That lost their lives, the 13 soldiers that died. But going back to Benghazi, and if you recall, when they had the hearings, what did Hillary say? Who cares? What difference does it make? I mean, she was there just so cavalier because her eyes were on running for the president. So who cares? We did what we did. It was a video that came out. Who cares? That is how they view Americans. They don't care. It is all about power. And when I say they, to be clear, I am making reference to the woke Democrat Party. They don't care when Americans die. BB, they don't care that people are left behind enemy lines. They could care less. Tony Blinken came out and said, well, you know, they wanted to stay there. You know, if they want to come back, we'll help them. But if they want to stay there, let's leave them there. Leave them there, they will be taken as hostages. The Taliban, ISIS, and all these other Al-Qaeda, all these groups, like I said, to me, they're all terrorists. They're knocking on the door. Are you an American pulling them out, beating them? But no one is talking about it. And then just the other day, that poor soldier's mom who came out and said, I can't believe my son's life was taken because of some demented man who wanted a picture for 9/11. Can you imagine if this were Donald Trump? As I have said so many times before, it is a different ballgame. It is time to stop sugarcoating it. It is time to stop trying to make nice, because making nice does not help. You must speak the truth so that people are aware as to what's happening. So all these media organizations, including Fox, Peter Ducey, who has a president's ear, he can shout the question out. But quiet as is kept, where are the anonymous sources, Andrew, that the media loves to have? Where are they?
Yeah, and then we see real media companies like Newsmax and One America News, who actually brought on people like Mike Lindell and let them tell the truth about the election and mention things that weren't allowed on the other networks. They're now being sued by Dominion for billions of dollars. Basically, Dominion is going to try and put these companies out of business. And if they're successful, they just might. I mean, this is pathetic. This is what we are seeing from the few media stations that are trying to fight back.
Real media stations that are trying to fight back. Now, what I find interesting is that a lot of people might not like Mike Lindell. Maybe his presentation isn't as smooth as you would like for it to be, but he's a patriot and he's trying to get to the bottom of this. But what I don't like are the activist judges. Never in a million years would I have thought that our judicial system would be so corrupt. But we see it now before our very eyes. And that is a reason why people don't trust our justice system. Because you have activist judges that are out there trying to determine an outcome, denying to hear certain cases because they want to be woke. When they know, when you're looking at the law, that is not what the law says, but they want to be woke because they're trying to compensate
for the ills of the world. Folks, you gotta wake up. You just gotta wake up, okay? Slavery happened. It's over. We're moving on. But every country in the world had slavery. Wake the heck up and stop allowing that to be your benchmark to moving forward. Because we are falling down with all these ridiculous woke generals that are trying to right the ills of the past along with the Democrats and then the politicians and then the big media. You guys have got to wake up. And I pray that when we being the conservatives, Republicans, take back the House and the Senate in 2022, please, folks, don't do anything to screw it up. And for all you that are out there claiming to be conservatives and Republicans, if you want to do the right thing, please, if you have some weird idea that's going on in your head, drop it, stop it, because it will only hurt the party. We don't need the craziness. We need level-minded people. Let the Democrats do the crazy, and we do the truth. But if we're successful to take back the House and the Senate and then the presidency, my advice would be move full speed ahead, mold them down. Only way we will succeed and save the country.
Wow, Rob, you are taking Healthy Cell Focus and Recall, and as am I. If you want to check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health, go over to healthycell.com. Healthy Cell vitamins work at cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. As I said, Rob and I have been taking Healthy Cell, and we are so glad we did. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. They come in a gel pack. They taste great. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more from BB Diamond on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
This is Dr. Peter McCullough. Do you know there's no other condition that I'm aware of where vitamins and supplements make such a big difference than COVID-19. We have an abundance of data that we need to be replete with a variety of micronutrients, and that includes vitamins, minerals, and other substances our bodies need. I rely on Healthy Cell Super Boost. That's Immune Super Boost. It's a gel pack that can be taken every day. I like to do it before I exercise and before I go out. It's a wonderful supplement. It gives me the immune super boost that I need. Go to healthycell.com, use the promotional code OUTLOUD, and get a discount on your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's healthycell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back After Dark, Rob and Andrew, and our guest, BB Diamond. And when we ended the first half, we're talking about the incompetence of Joe Biden and his administration. And during that half, I also mentioned wanting to know who the anonymous sources are that have existed or did exist throughout President Trump's administration. Why don't we hear from them now? Why aren't they coming out and saying that what has happened was a gross error and that Joe Biden was advised not to vacate the second airport in Afghanistan, but he didn't listen? Now, we
all see this and know that it was a disaster. So I can only conclude that those generals that advised Joe or did not advise Joe to abandon that airport was in agreement. Or they advised him and he didn't listen. But if it was the latter, you would think that someone would come out and say, no, we told him not to do it, but he said that he was going to do it anyway. Where are they? Where are the anonymous sources that are always trying to protect the country? Where are the anonymous sources that would say Joe needs to be removed? Now, we do know that there was a serviceman who came out and said this was a colossal mistake. This was a disaster. What happened to him? He's been summarily relieved of his duties simply because he spoke out. Who are the generals that removed him? Now, had this happened under Trump's watch, he would have went back and said, oh, no, you're not. I'm going to reinstate him. And I think he did that on one occasion when they tried to sideline a soldier for speaking out. And he said, nope, not going to have it. So all these woke generals that the media is trying to pretend are at the forefront simply because they're down with this diversity mess. And that's all it is, a bunch of mess, a bunch of nonsense. Because as Julie Hall told us, when you're in the military, as long as you're doing your job, we don't care what you're doing on the outside. We just want you to do your mission and protect your partner so that everyone can get back home to the bosom of their family. All this other stuff, we don't care about. But the media and the woke generals want to make certain that everyone knows that we allow gays and homosexuals and transgenders and pansexuals and all these other people, black, white, green, blue, purple, into the military. The last bastion that's supposed to uphold and stand up and to protect us, we're trying to water down and make it wimpy. I don't want wimps protecting me. I want strong men and women. I want fighters. People who understand their job and are willing to do it because their lives are on the line. So again, where are the anonymous sources? I heard not too long ago that 90 retired generals are calling for the heads of Lloyd Austin and Mark Milley. Quiet as it's kept, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, they won't report on that. They'll keep that under wraps. And if they do report on it, it'll be buried in the story. Oh, by the way, these 90 generals, but they don't count. But for President Trump, every month they were finding generals to come out against him, to speak out against the commander in chief. Every decision he would make, oh, this person says he should step down, that person. And for what? I read somewhere, I think it was Joe Scarborough, he said that Trump was the most corrupt president. Where? How? Point to the corruption, please, because I don't want to support a corrupt person. Please show me. Whereas Joe Biden, look at what he's done. He gave the CDC power over evictions, and the Supreme Court came out and said that that was unlawful. They said it was unlawful, as good as it was. They said it was unlawful because that should have been an act of Congress. Legislature should have done it. But is the media talking about that? Oh, absolutely not. What he did at the border, he can't do that. But no one is talking about it, which is the same thing that happened during the election. Activist judges made decisions on elections. They can't do it. They shouldn't have done it. That was the job of the state legislatures. And then when they sent it to the courts, the Supreme Court, they said, we can't touch this. We're sending this back. There is no finding for us to look at this. And what did the media say? Oh, the Supreme Court said that, you know, they're not going to look at it. And because what happened, it happened. No, what they were saying is that the legislatures are supposed to look at it. Once the legislatures look at it, and if people found that, well, we don't like this law, then you present it to us. But the media got it twisted. And because people don't understand how the Constitution works, they jumped on board and said, oh, well, no, the Supreme Court said this. No, they did not. So again, it goes back to my question. Where are the anonymous sources? Why isn't the media reporting on the 90 retired generals that are calling for the heads of Lloyd Austin and Mark Milley? Because we know that both of them are out of their league. When they gave their press conferences the other day, it was an embarrassment. They looked like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Just the only thing they were missing was Joe to be right next to them. Clueless as to what they were talking about. And what does Joe do? He goes and finds safe haven with ABC, George Stephanopoulos, who's now, I hear, is embroiled with Good Morning America and a sex scandal, one of their producers. George Stephanopoulos. And what I want people to think, because a lot of you that are out there voting don't know that George Stephanopoulos was in the Clinton White House spinning stories. And if you take a closer look at CNN and MSNBC, a lot of the folks that are there spinning lies were also embedded in either the Clinton White House or George W.'s White House. They all came from the White House to continue spinning their lies, to save the administration that they served's legacy. For Donald Trump, they put out an edict, don't hire anybody from that administration. Because if you do, oh, we're going to boycott you. Really? You don't want the truth to come out. They want to make it seem as if though Trump's entire administration was corrupt, should have never happened, and was evil. Really? Are you serious? This is what we're up against today in our society, that you want to shut down a difference of opinion to protect someone who is weak and feeble and has embarrassed us on the world stage. How do we recover? What do we do? And if Barack Obama or Joe Biden, if they're tied in this, they should go down. They should all go down. Again, you might say, oh, you're sounding too mean and we can't have this. We got to forgive and forget, or this will keep going on and on and on. No. The only way we can cut this off at the root is by addressing the problem. Only then can we move forward. What do you guys say?
I say, where are the Republicans? If this were President Trump, they would have started some kind of proceedings about a week ago to remove him off. Because Joe Biden's ineptness has just been transparent for the world to see. And unfortunately, the troops were the victims, but America are the ones are that embarrassed by our supposed commander in chief. The guy has been absent and AWOL. And I'd like to see the Republicans being more aggressive going right after him.
Right, Andrew. I mean, like you said, he's absent. Where is he? He should be out front and center.
He was on vacation.
Well, you know, when is he not on vacation? Let's just be honest. Although he's there, when is he not on vacation? Do you think they would have allowed Trump to have gotten away with this? Even when Trump contracted COVID-19, also known as the China virus, he was still out front and center. And when he went to the hospital, they start circulating. Maybe he's dead. We haven't seen him. We should see our leader now. The man is sick. Oh, no, we must see him. We must see him. Joe Biden, where is he? Hiding, calling a cap every day. He should have been out front when he said all of our soldiers have left Afghanistan. And what can he possibly say? Oh, we're out. And then walk away, not to answer any questions? Bibi, do you actually think they would have allowed President Trump to get away with this? Joe Biden went to the Air Force to greet the soldiers, the servicemen that were coming back that were killed because of him. And he's looking at his watch. And then Jill is there looking indifferent with their mask on. Take off the stupid mask. This is embarrassing.
Joe Biden is an utter and complete disaster. I mean, they cheated to get him into the office. The media in this country is gone, as far as I am concerned, and millions of others. You know, Dennis Prager just posted on Facebook that this was the largest transfer of weapons to an enemy in history. I mean, 8,000 trucks, over 22,000 Humvees are now in the hands of the Taliban, billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars in the hands of our enemies. And where is the media? I mean, this is an absolute outrage. This is unacceptable. And I have another question to ask. Where are the feminists who care about women? Don't they care about what could possibly happen to the women, not only the Afghan women, but the American women and Christian women in general who were left behind? Silence from the feminists. They want to protest against Trump, but utter silence at how women are treated under Islam, under Sharia law. And that's how the Taliban said they're going to treat women, under the limits of Islam. Now, there's a story on Breitbart News tonight that a gay man was beaten or raped by the Taliban. Where are these leftists? Why are they silent when women and homosexuals are persecuted by radical Muslims? I mean, the media in this country, they have blood on their hands, just like Joe Biden. The vast majority of those who were killed were kids, basically. They were born right after 9/11, 2001, and they signed up and they sacrificed their lives for our freedom in order to help the Afghans. They deserve better. I just pray to God we get a strong Republican, either Trump or Ron DeSantis, who will win in 2024. We have to right this ship because the Democrats are taking us off the cliff.
All these people that sit around here and blame President Trump and point fingers at President Trump instead of holding Joe Biden accountable just because you voted for the guy, shame on you. Shame on you. You should absolutely be calling Joe Biden out for this. If you've got any common sense whatsoever, you should turn off CNN, MSNBC for just a minute and wake up and look at what is really happening.
Shame on them completely. Absolutely. And BB, you pose a great question. Where are the women? Why aren't they out there? They should be challenging Joe Biden. They should be challenging Jill. And where is Kamala Harris? Where is she? It is anyone's guess. This administration, the 8 months that they have been in office, have failed us miserably. They have embarrassed us day after day after day. The only thing they're concerned with is wokeism. That's all the media is concerned with. Look at the headlines of the media. White man did this to black man. White man did this to black man. White woman did this to black woman. White man, but what? This all you hear nonstop. The other day, there was an article about some kids, white kids having a black doll. And they say, oh, she was beating the black doll. And this is racism. And this is that. And I thought, I'm like, are you serious? There are bigger things to be discussing, but you want to bring it down to that level. And I'm like, so let's just think about this. Back in the 70s, part of the 80s, the only doll babies you could find were white dolls. You would be hard pressed to find a black doll. I remember when they did have one, my sisters, oh, we want the black doll, the black doll. But you would be hard pressed to find a black doll. So before then, all the doll babies were white. And let me tell you this, a lot of white doll babies got their butts kicked within the black families because the kids would play school with the white dolls. And if the white doll misbehaved, oh, they're going to pop that kid's butt or the doll's butt. So is anyone going to talk about that? Are we going to now get reparations for all the white dolls? No, you would say, well, that's stupid. Exactly, it is. So bringing up the issue that there were some white girls that had black dolls and they were beating the doll, it's stupid. No, maybe they were doing it in a mean way. Who cares? It's a freaking doll. Folks, we got to wake up. We have got to wake up because the emphasis is being placed on the wrong thing. Every time a black man is arrested, we got to question the police. Why did they arrest him? But the other day in Chicago, when that white officer lost her life and her partner paralyzed, did she get a gold coffin? Will she be able to sue the city for millions of dollars because she was doing her job? And I would ask that question of any police officer who's out there doing their job and their lives are cut short. Will they get millions of dollars? The soldiers, 13 soldiers. Now, I'm sure they probably had some type of insurance, but will it come into the millions? They were serving their country admirably, 20 years old, barely tasting life, but were doing the jobs of a hero. Do you think Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar could have or would have done that? Do you think they would have put their lives on the line? Absolutely not. they're too busy causing friction within the United States. And that is my fear of the refugees that will be coming here. 10,000 already, possibly more, that will come here, settle in this country. And as I said once before, the struggle is real. Now, I'm sure they're appreciative that they're out of war-torn Afghanistan. That is the only country that they know, the only culture that they know. And now we Americans are going to bring them here and say, you should be thankful. This is a culture. You can take off your hijab and your burqa and all this other stuff, and you can live loosey-goosey the women. You can do whatever you want to do because we have now saved you and brought you to our democracy. It's not going to be that easy because now they have to learn the language. They will be placed in communities that they know absolutely nothing about. The struggle will be real for them. And if they have young children, the young children will see their parents struggle trying to live in a westernized country, still trying to hold on to the old because that's all they know. We just don't wake up all at once and say, oh, this is a new culture. I'm going to take this on. No, you think about it. When a person has their arm amputated, in their mind, that arm is still there. It's called the phantom limb. They still think that they're moving around with that limb, but it's not there. So you just imagine taking someone, placing them in another culture and saying, okay, now live. Resentment, anger, frustration turns to hate if there's no one there to help them. That passed on to the kids. The kids will grow up having hate, and then they will reconnect online by YouTube, another liberal outlet that refuses to shut down radical information, Twitter that refuses to shut down anything that's radical. So Twitter and YouTube becomes breeding grounds, recruiting grounds for terrorists. And then those young boys and girls will go back to their homeland, as has happened before in the past, and then train with the terrorist group and then come back to America, the country that saved them and their family when they were young, will come back here, set up shop, become sleeper cells, and then attack us. And we Americans better not say anything about it, even if we think that's what's happening, because if we say something about it, we will be shut down. Why? We have got to wake up because this is happening right before our very eyes. Yes, there are some that will come here and be appreciative and they will adjust, but a vast majority of them will struggle, Andrew and Bibi. It will be difficult for them, a difficult life. Ilhan Omar, she's yet to let it go. We saved her from a shithole. Let's just be honest here. And what is she doing? Going on our very own TV stations, talking about Americans, saying that we're stupid, we're dumb, and that we are terrorists. The white people are terrorists. Yes, there's white supremacy here, all of 500 maybe, maybe 1,000 give or take. But look at the terrorists that we're letting come over here. And we can't look at them and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here, because we're too busy trying to look at the white supremacists. And the biggest white supremacist is sitting in the White House, Joe Biden. I'm just going to be honest and tell the truth. We've got to wake up.
Yeah. Which reminds me of recently, do you guys remember that supposed white supremacist that was down there and parked at the Capitol? Did that story stink to anyone else? That guy parked there, said he had a bomb. Of course, it did not end being a bomb. Just another fake news story at the Capitol. It seemed like it was just a blatant thing to try and distract from what we are seeing in Afghanistan.
So many distractions that we have got to wake up. Look at the guy who, the Capitol guy, Michael Byrd, killed Ashley Babbitt. He's coming out saying, oh, well, I did it because I had to, because I saw a threat. I wanted to save millions, thousands of lives. She didn't have a gun, man. So who are you trying to save? She didn't have a freaking gun. But yet and still, we're told that he was trying to save America from white supremacists. But just a month later, when a black kid traveled from Indiana, went to the Capitol and ran over a Capitol police and killed him. Is anybody talking about that? No, people have probably forgotten all about that. He was black. And I want to say the person that he struck down was black. I'm not for certain. But no one is talking about that because we're busy looking for the white supremacist because they're all around us. And we've got to make certain that we find them and get them out. The country is falling down around us. And we're too busy trying to be woke, trying to protect a man with dementia in the White House. We've got to wake up. This is sad. It's embarrassing. Our allies are laughing at us and they're shaking their heads and they don't trust us. Meanwhile, China and Russia and North Korea, they're just saying, huh, good for us. We can do whatever we want to do. And that little bomb attack that we mentioned at the top of the first hour that Andrew mentioned, whereby we killed innocent family and children, that didn't scare anyone. They just said, oh, okay, whatever. Let's continue doing what we're doing. And as you said, BB, there will be hostages because there is no fear of this administration.
I think this is without a doubt the worst administration in American history. People fear or are concerned about impeaching Joe Biden because then who do we have? Miss Kamala, I'll disappear, I'll go on vacation, Harris. And then after her, Nancy, the witch, Pelosi.
Oh, God.
So we're not left with good options right now. We have to pray. We have to work at the local, state, and federal level to take back this country. You know, Joe Biden is a racist. He referred to his Black advisor, Cedric Richmond, as a boy. I mean, all this was out there, but the media covered in terms of his racism when he said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't Black. I mean, what did people expect? He's always been incompetent. He plagiarized in law school. He had to drop out of his first campaign for president back in '82 in the 80s for plagiarizing. He's been an unaccomplished politician from Delaware for 48 years. What do we expect? He's worse than Jimmy Carter. But now we're in a very dangerous situation because we're sending a signal, as you mentioned, to China and our other enemies. And in fact, a Chinese newspaper said, basically insinuating to Taiwan, if we go in there to take over Taiwan, America will not rescue you. That's the message that we sent with this Afghanistan disaster. And it is a disaster. And I'm just concerned about the hundreds of Americans who have been left behind. This is unacceptable. And I'm going to say this about Ashley Babbitt. If the races were reversed, if the officer was white and Ashley Babbitt had been African-American or Black, it would have been all over the news. We would have known the officer's name the very next day. It's a shame that we have a racist media that seems to have this hatred for white Americans. I can't say it any other way. Like the police officer, Ella French, you mentioned in Chicago, I mean, murdered. I'm glad the Chicago PD turned their backs on Mayor Lightfoot, who's an absolute, absolute disgrace.
BB, you are so right. Because you look at history, every time an officer killed a Black person, we knew the name within minutes, within hours, I'll say. But with Ashley Babbitt, it took forever. And then the so-called clearance that the FBI gave and whomever, like, to me, that's meaningless. When the Republicans take control, they need to revisit all of this. And we have to correct it. We have to correct the record. I don't want any Republicans going in saying, no, we don't want to look like it's tit for tat. No, it's not tit for tat. It's correcting the record. We must stand up and we must show people that you must be held accountable. Because what that officer did, if it was so right, then all the other officers, the Dante Wright, she should be able to just go, but she can't. Did you guys realize that right now her house, they had to put up a fence around it because her life is being threatened? And so many other officers who were doing their jobs. Officers don't always get it right, but to try and say that it was racism. And then too, you look at all the officers that have been tried. They were never tried on anything dealing with race. Never. But people assume, oh no, they were tried because of race. No, they weren't. Because the prosecutors knew that if we bring race into this, he's going to get authored. I wish to God that Democrats, woke liberals, Joe Biden, the media and big tech would take their knee off of Black people. Let Black people be free. Stop spinning these lies that someone is out to get them. Black people need to look within their own communities and realize that they are their own enemies. We're too woke. And while all this is going on, our young people are dying. While all this is going on, Afghanistan has fallen. While all this is going on, Joe Biden is still hiding, not being held accountable. We cannot allow this to be swept up under the proverbial rug. Yes, he's saying that we're out, but we left behind too many Americans. So while all this is going on, and they're putting up all this other stuff, flashing it up there, this propaganda for you to look at and for you to get mad about, don't forget that 13 soldiers, 20 years old, I don't know if they could even grasp what was behind Afghanistan, how we got there, but they gave their lives because of Joe Biden, his failed policies, his inability to get it right. The media protecting him, big tech Twitter, which in my opinion is the propaganda arm of terrorists. Don't be deceived. Don't let them fill your head with a bunch of nonsense, with stuff that doesn't have anything to do with anything. Because this whole call racism, they've been talking about that since the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And now they're going to do it again because they're trying to change things. And who will suffer? The people that they're trying to protect. It's always that way. 50 years of failed policies with the Democrats. It has to stop now. Wake up.
Yeah, well said, Rob. And we really need to take back this White House in 2024. It starts in 2022, getting out and voting, rain, sleet, or snow. Make sure you get out and vote when your election comes up. At this point, it's not a situation where we want a Republican in the White House and in Congress and the Senate because we're worried our taxes are too high. We need to get Republicans back in there to save our country. We are seeing what Joe Biden is doing. We are seeing what the Democrats are up to. Yes, it's going to be an uphill battle with some of these voting measures the Democrats are putting in, like the city of Chandler in Arizona is going to test out voting by cell phone. I mean, some of these voting measures are just absolutely ridiculous, but no excuses. We need to get out and vote in numbers and take back our country. Tonight, we have made that very apparent, I feel. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. Thank you so much to friend of the show and guest BB Diamond for coming on tonight. We will see you guys next time. Remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.